Hello there, and welcome to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit. Thank you so much for being here, and congratulations for saying yes to the possibility of having the relationship of your dreams. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson with Love Life Coaching, and I'm known by many as your guide to the right guy because I want you to be with a guy who is right for you and who makes your heart sing. After a long and winding journey to love, I found my Mr. Right and became an ecstatic first-time bride, marrying the man of my dreams at age 43. And I'm now so blessed and honored to have helped many single women throughout the world meet and attract their Mr. Right and find the love they've always dreamed of. This virtual gathering is designed to give you renewed hope, inspiration, tools, and resources to help support you on your journey to love as we begin 2015. I'm so thrilled to tell you I've gathered some of the world's top relationship experts to give you some of their best wisdom, advice, and guidance. And I'm so excited to interview our lovely guest today, Dr. Diana Kirshner. And I invite you to give yourself the gift of being fully present and freeing yourself from all distractions. I know you'll enjoy the interview, as I know Diana gives so generously from the heart, and you may even want to take a few notes. So it's my privilege to introduce our wonderful guest, Dr. Diana Kirshner. Welcome, Diana.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. I'm so excited to be part of this telesummit. It's fantastic.
Oh, we're so grateful to have you, honored to have you. So just a little bit about Dr. Diana Kirshner before we get started. She has appeared on Oprah and starred in a PBS TV special on love. She has helped tens of thousands all over the world to create greater self-esteem and more loving relationships through her global love mentoring program. Dr. Diana's latest book is The Diamond Self Secret: Say Goodbye to Your Inner Critic and Hello to Self-Acceptance, Serenity, and Lasting Love. She also authored the bestseller, Love in 90 Days, and Diana's website, Love in 90 Days, is a leading source of dating and relationship advice. Now, you'll want to stay on for the duration of the interview because Dr. Diana has a really yummy complimentary offer for the Telesummit participants, and you can only access that through the special offer that we're offering here at the Telesummit. And she is going to be focusing on a very interesting topic today, and the theme of this interview will be how to find love when you feel deserted. So we know this can be a very common feeling for single women. There are times when you just feel like love is not going to happen. You may be feeling deserted, abandoned, or rejected. And Diana, I would just like to ask you, why do we feel so bad about this, and why does this come up for so many women?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, feeling deserted, feeling abandoned, feeling left or rejected, this is part of love. It's part, you know, the poet says, even as love crowns you, so shall it crucify you. Khalil Gibran, the poet, says that. And so there is that wounding, that terrible wounding that just cuts us in the heart. And the reason it's so torturous and so bad is that it kind of activates, actually activates the part of our identities I call the disappointing self. The disappointing self, you know. Identity is in flux. Your identity, your sense of me or I, is not a static kind of wiring in your brain. It actually is dynamic, and it keeps changing all the time. And there is a part of it that is the self-sabotaging and disappointing self. And that takes over when we feel deserted, and it runs our self-talk. And then we get very vicious and self-sabotaging, you know, and we suddenly start saying, you know, I'll never have love because there's something wrong with me. Or, you know, if I were younger, thinner, or if I said or did the right thing, you know, if only I had said this, then he would have texted me or he would have called me. the disappointing self starts with really, really negative self-talk, and we just start feeling really, really bad. And not only does it give us negative self-talk about ourselves, but it also starts with negative self-talk about men. You know, all men are jerks. True love really doesn't exist. Nobody will, you know, no man is really going to come through for me. They just can't. And they're weak, whatever that is. So it's this kind of hopeless talk, self-talk, that just keeps us on the couch alone with the ice cream and the, you know, tearjerker novels or movies. Just alone.
Yeah, been there, done that. Yeah, and those kinds of thoughts are really like a downward spiral, aren't they? And can really create just such a challenging energy that it's really difficult to shake out of that.
Yes, yes, especially because of that pull to be isolated, that pull to be alone. You know, you feel like you don't want to get up and go. You don't have any get up and go. And that's part of a whole depressive process. You know, your energy is not there. And you don't talk to people. You will tend to, not see your friends. And that's really the worst thing you can do, is isolate yourself. Even though the pull is in that direction, that's the worst thing you can do, because then the disappointing self kind of has its way, you know, and that's really the only thing that is there in your consciousness, is you with yourself. You know, you're not breaking up that pattern, that bad feeling, and that negative self-talk.
Yeah, and when we're viewing ourselves and men and relationships through that prism, it's nearly impossible to break through to having a healthy, happy relationship, right?
Yeah. Well, see, the first breakthrough is to have a happy, healthy relationship with ourselves that then allows us to get up and get out of being alone, get off the couch, get out of bed, and get out there in the world and actually enjoy ourselves, which is, you know, the very beginning of creating possibility in your love life.
Yes, I think that's so powerful, what you just said there. And in addition to that, I would like to ask you additional ideas or tips that you have on how a woman can heal from heartbreak or that feeling like you'll never have the love that you really want in your life.
Well, just as I was saying, we don't want to isolate. You don't want to isolate yourself. So, one of the first things that might be really helpful is to fill your calendar up. Get things on the calendar. So every night there is something that you're doing. You know, you're maybe going to exercise with a girlfriend. You're going to go to a lecture that interests you. Filling up your calendar can be very helpful to get you out there. Even as I said, even though it's the last thing you feel like doing.
Yeah.
And anything novel or new will create more endorphins. Now, endorphins are the feel-good brain biochemicals. So anything novel that you might do, and even starting some exercise, even though you don't feel like it, but starting exercise, particularly if it's a new exercise for you, not that you overdo it, but you just kind of ease into it, will create more endorphins. So, you know, if you go to a hike in a special place that you've never been before, or even in a gym, doing something new or different will give you more endorphins. Massage is another wonderful thing. Now, massage releases oxytocin, which is a feel-good chemical, and it's, of course, the bonding chemical, biochemical. And even if you do, you give yourself a little mini massage. You give yourself a little mini massage, you will release oxytocin. And so rub your feet, you know, get that really nice lotion and put it on you, that smells nice. And these little acts really will break up that pain for you. It really, really will. These little acts of self-love go a long way. They go a really long way. Another thing is, of course, meditation. Meditation can be extremely helpful. Meditation helps you release negativity and feelings that are upsetting, kind of like storm clouds that come through, and they get released. But of all these things, I think the most important thing to do if you're feeling heartbroken or you're feeling like you'll never have love is to put yourself in a position where you are going to be loved up and cared for by somebody else. And that, whether that's a loving girlfriend, a sister, a family member, your mom, you want to put yourself in a position of really being able to speak your pain, to say what happened to you, to be able to cry it out, and have that love come in and that understanding and that validation from a loving figure who you respect. And that actually releases, research shows, that releases natural painkillers in the brain. The pain of heartbreak is felt in the same part of the brain as where we experience the physical pains. Emotional pain is, and of course we also get aches and pains with heartbreak or depression. And when you go to a loved one and you express your pain and they are loving to you, what actually happens is that there are natural painkillers that come, that actually appear in your brain and help you feel better, which is pretty profound.
Yes, it is. It is, and I love what you're suggesting here, because you're giving women, the women on the call here, some very practical tips for what they can do to take an active role in their own healing process, rather than, like you say, laying on the couch watching the Hugh Grant movies and eating Ben and Jerry's, because those guys are hard to get rid of. I've still got some of them on my hips, you know. Those two will stick with you for a long time, Ben and Jerry.
An instance on the lips, a lifetime on the hips.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was single and couldn't find the right guy, I tell you what, I bonded with Ben and Jerry, and those two boys are hard to shake. I couldn't resist throwing that in there. So, Diana, I know that you have this wonderful, amazing exercise, which you call your Diamond Self exercise. And along with some of the things that you've shared with us in terms of the healing process from heartbreak, I know that you say that this exercise can also help amplify your confidence, personal charisma, self-love, and happiness, even if you're feeling deserted, depressed, and alone.
Yes, yes. This is very, very, very powerful. It's called the Diamond Self Exercise, and it's something that I've used to really transform my mood, to transform my physical health and energy, to help me weather times when I felt rejected or abandoned. And it plays on this idea that I talked about before, or it utilizes this idea, which is that your identity is in flux. Because the sense of yourself is in flux, you can deliberately build an identity that you prefer, that is a self-loving identity that expresses all the precious gifts and the unique, lovable, and powerful qualities that you have. There's nobody like you. There's nobody like you that has the quirkiness, the darlingness, the lovableness, the uniqueness of you. And so deliberately creating an identity, helping yourself creating an identity that builds on the beautiful you that you really are, the precious you that you really are, and who you want to be and who you want to express, helps bring you alive in a real way. And it opens up your charisma and your mojo, your sensuality, and helps to really bring that out so that you know, you feel actually irresistible.
Yeah, irresistible. Because, ooh, I love that.
Yeah, because, you know, we all started out that way. We were alive, darling, little precious, little babies and little girls who were irresistible, right? You see a baby who's alive and present, that is irresistible to everybody around them. That was our original nature, you know, to have those big eyes taking the world in, to be laughing freely, to feel our bodies, to feel fully alive, to be little sensual beings, you know. I have a little grandson right now. It's a little boy, but he's so darling because he touches. He's so sensual and alive. He's 8 months old, and he will touch, like, you know, he'll touch the fabric of a toy. And you can see in his fingers, he's so alive, feeling that fabric and delighting in the little noise it makes when he crinkles it. That's our natural nature, you know. And reconnecting with that and shaping that and bringing that out is something I call the diamond self process. And the most basic diamond self exercise, which is key, is actually going through, accessing that part of you, and then giving it a nickname, a playful, loving nickname. And when you change your name, when you name something, you shape it profoundly. When you name anything, you get a puppy and you name it, you know. You have a baby and you name it. You anything you name, you shape profoundly. So giving yourself a name, a diamond self name, will shape you profoundly, absolutely profoundly, especially when you use this powerful exercise, the diamond self exercise, and some of the other exercises that I have in the Diamond Self Secret. It's incredible.
It's so yummy, and I would love it, Diana, if you would be so generous to actually walk us through the diamond self exercise.
Okay, absolutely. So, Michelle, I'd love it if you would do it. And all you guys who are listening, I'd love you to all do it as we make these suggestions, and I walk you through it. It's an unbelievable opportunity. So don't just listen to us. Just close your eyes right now and remember a time when you felt absolutely precious, when you felt dear and you felt connected, a time when you felt cared for, lovable, loving, and loved. It may be way back when you were a toddler in your earliest memory. It may be when you're a little older. It may have been sometime in your teenage years. Or it may have flavors from all those epochs of your life. But I want you to remember this time. Okay, you got it?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Okay, so now I want you to be looking through your own eyes in the scene. Pick one scene where you're feeling really good, really alive. And I want you to give that a soundtrack, give it some music, and give it some more color. And feel the feelings of that. Feel the feelings of being alive, connected, plugged in, at home in the world, loved, lovable. You got that?
Yes.
Beautiful job. Beautiful job. Now I want you to make it 5 times better. Wonderful job. Wonderful job. Beautiful job. And you can even add in, if you're having a little trouble with this scene, you can add in imagining that you're like any person you know who seems to be self-loving or lovable. Could even be a celebrity figure, could be anybody. Just imagining that they're you and you're feeling very good, very connected, very plugged in, very chosen, beloved, precious. Now I want you to give yourself a playful, very playful nickname. And it could be part of your real name, like Magnificent Michelle, or it could be any kind of name, like the Amazing Grace, Beloved Mighty Isis. It could be Goddess of Love. It could be Chosen and Most Beautiful One. It could be anything that comes to mind, even if it seems silly or outrageous. You can give yourself any name, any nickname. Okay. Michelle, you have yours?
Yes, Diana, if it would be okay with you, I'd like to just share a little bit about my experience with this exercise because something came up for me that was so incredibly beautiful. I'd love to share it if that would be okay.
Please, please do.
So in 2012, early 2012, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and I had to go through chemo, radiation, mastectomy, everything. And if you can imagine, I lost all of my hair during the chemo. I was completely bald. I felt the least attractive I have ever felt in my life. But what came up for me as I was doing this Diamond Self exercise was I had this incredible flashback to me being in that state and having my husband kissing my bald head and telling me how much he loved me and how beautiful I was when I felt the least beautiful I'd ever felt. And he called me the lovely one. And I had this incredible experience of being loved for the essence of who I am that I had never experienced before. And as I was just going through this exercise, that's what came up for me, and it was just so incredibly moving.
My goodness. That is beautiful. That is utterly, utterly beautiful. I feel it. Oh, I feel it in my heart. That is so beautiful. The lovely one.
So it's an amazing, memory, amazing flashback, because I really got that sense of the fact that what you're talking about is that we're inherently lovable and inherently beautiful as women, and sometimes that image we have of ourselves gets a little tarnished. And that experience that I had while going through the breast cancer treatments was very challenging. That experience that I just had this flashback of being loved for the essence of who I am is something that I'll never forget. And so thank you for bringing that forward for me. That was just amazing. Really, really beautiful.
That's just beautiful. Awesome. That is fantastic. I love that that came forward. That's so beautiful. So the lovely one, and that is the deepest kind of Diamond Self work, that it's kind of a spiritual piece there to finding that timeless, absolutely precious nature that we all have. That is so beautiful. So let's go back to the exercise. Let's go back to it now, because we want to complete it. And so I want you to get that Diamond Self identity. In Michelle's case, it's the lovely one. And then kind of shrink it down in your mind as if it's an object and put it to the side. And now I want you to remember a time where you felt like your disappointing self, where you felt ugly. You felt like something was wrong, that, you know, it may have been that you're too fat or you're too old or you're undergoing some kind of medical treatment that makes you unattractive, or you're just not lovable. You're damaged goods, you're worthless, you're invisible, you're betrayed, you're wounded. And that is your disappointing self, your disappointing self. So you have that, Michelle?
That is? Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I want you to take, now, imagine in your mind taking the diamond self that's off to the side, making it the size of a hand grenade, and throwing it into the disappointing self-image and blowing it to smithereens. You got that?
Mm-hmm. That felt
okay,
good.
Now I want you to, yes, now speed that up 5 times, but do it very rapidly, 5 times. Make the diamond self like a hand grenade, poof, throw it right into the disappointing self-image, and poof, blow it to smithereens so there's nothing there. 5 times, very rapidly, and tell me when you're done.
I'm done.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, try to get a sense of the disappointing self-image. Has it faded a bit?
Yes, it has. It has faded, and it felt really good. It really felt good to do that.
Good, good. Now, you can continue doing this, you know, and because we don't have that much time, but you can do this until the disappointing self-image completely disappears, which is so powerful. And then what you're left with is the lovely one, right? That's what you're left
right.
with, or whatever your nickname is, the amazing grace, the beloved one, the precious being of light, the precious being of love, the goddess, whatever your name is, you know. And that is really beautiful. Now, you can do this exercise anytime that you're going to do something scary, like you may be on a date with a new guy or anything for that matter. I mean, if you're about to have the talk with a guy because you don't know what's happening, or even if you're doing something at work and you need to feel good, very powerful. It's very powerful to do this exercise. The other thing that's wonderful is that you can go shopping and actually dress the lovely one and buy her some jewelry that totally shines off that facet of your diamond self, you know, that reminds you of that. So a really lovely ring that you would see reminds you of the lovely one, or a bracelet. Going shopping is really fun when you have your diamond self identity. It's much easier because usually when we go shopping, we have our disappointing identity, like, oh my God, you know, I don't fit size 10 anymore.
Right, ouch.
I look like crap. I look in the mirror. I mean, it's, you know, the epitome of this, the ultimate of this is bathing suit shopping, right?
Right, ouch, yeah.
Jeans shopping. The disappointing self is running such a negative commentary, it's ridiculous, right? Oh, my God, you look so fat. Oh, your butt is sticking out. Oh, my God, you know, nothing fits you. The cellulite. The disappointing self is having a field day, usually. The really fun thing to do is to go shopping with your diamond self identity. So the lovely one will walk into the shop and say, oh, my God, there's that beautiful red cape. That is the lovely one's cape.
No, I love that idea.
You put on the red cape. You look in the mirror, you're like, oh, the lovely one.
Right. Oh, I love that idea. That's so beautiful.
That has helped me so much, Michelle. I mean, you know, I've done all these TV things, you know, like I have to be on the Today Show, I have to be on this or that. It saved my life because, you know, I grew up with such a disappointing self-identity. I could barely get dressed to do anything. It was like, oh, this looks bad, that looks bad, this looks bad, that looks bad, and that's too tight, and that's too, you know. But, you know, my going with my diamond self-identity is easy. It's easy. For me, my diamond self name is the radiant beacon of loving guidance. And and so I was like, I'm like, what does the radiant beacon want to wear? Oh, that, of course, that beautiful symbol of love. Yes, that piece of jewelry is, you know, the quartz heart, you know, yes, right there on my neck. Of course, that's it, you know. And it's not all about my fat thighs. It's about who I really want to be, my best expression of self, my most loving expression of self.
Yes, and I bet you have a whole different presence and energy when you're going as your diamond self than if you were going, you know, to appear on the Today Show, for example. You know, that's a big deal that could intimidate anyone. And I bet by doing that, that allows you to show up with that presence to really give the best of what you have.
Absolutely. But also in any situation, if you're going to a date, you're meeting somebody, you're going on a date or you're going to a party, you're, you know, at a party, you would just be shocked. Each and every one of you that's on this call would be shocked. If you do this exercise, I guarantee you, and you go to the party as the lovely one or beloved mighty Isis, and you dress the part, you will be shocked at how different it feels to be in a social situation, how different it is in terms of the way you get attention, how different it is in terms of natural flirting with men, natural flirting, because it's coming from the sensual you. It's coming from the real you. It's coming from that loving you. You know, you're really loving. Well, that's irresistible. You're naturally sensual. That your natural sensual self is irresistible. I don't care if you're 50 pounds overweight. I do not care. I don't care if you're 100 pounds overweight. I don't care if you're 75 years old. I don't care, because all of those things are immaterial. It's all immaterial, because the nature of who we are is much more profound than anything physical. It's just like you said, Michelle. It's much more profound than a bald head. It's much more profound than a big scar on your chest. I mean, speaking of that, we had a woman in our love mentoring program, in our love mentoring coaching program, who had a mastectomy. She was in her 60s. She did not have reconstructive surgery. So she had a big slash where her right breast used to be, right? It was just a big scar. She did the diamond self work, and she went out and she met a fantastic man, and she actually went dancing to a dancing class that she loved, where her diamond self wanted to dance, and she loved it, and they are now very happily living together. They go biking every day. They go on trips around the world. They've been, you know, to China, you name it. And it has nothing to do with her physical. It's not about the physical, you know, it's about love, which is much more profound than anything else. Your loving nature is much more profound and attractive than anything else.
Yeah, that's so beautifully said, and thank you for sharing that so much, because I know that that can make such a difference. And it's almost like I was thinking, you call it the diamond self, I was almost thinking, it's kind of like we come into this world as a diamond, or as, you know, a shiny piece of silver, but then there's things that happen to us and we sort of feel like we get tarnished. And this is a way to basically wipe off that tarnish so that we can shine like a diamond, or shine like that shiny silver again, and get back to what really is our natural essence, which, as you say, is irresistible. So I love that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Absolutely, yes. That's a beautiful way to put it. It's a beautiful way.
Thank you. So, Diana, now one of the things that I know so many women feel and are so challenged by is that sometimes it feels like we're on this merry-go-round, up, down, this awful merry-go-round of men that appear and then disappear. And I'm just wondering if you have some thoughts on how we can stop or get off that merry-go-round.
Yes. Well, you know, that happens a lot these days, you know, when you're dating. And it can be very disconcerting. You know, somebody comes on really gangbusters. You think he's the one. You have a three-hour talk. You may even have sex. And then all of a sudden, nothing, nada. He disappears. It can be very upsetting and disconcerting. And the important thing to understand now is that this is just a way of dating. Dating has become a numbers game because of online dating and the way it actually is in terms of the numbers of people are available. Online dating has become something that you have to actually have no expectations for. And don't get me wrong, we've had lots and lots and lots of women meet their soulmate, but in order to enter this kind of this dating scene that we have now, you have to actually lower your expectations because you're going to go through a lot of different men in dating, and I don't mean by having sex with them or anything like that, but you're going, you know, this is like playing and being on a playground and running around in circles with lots of other children. And you don't take it personally when they circle around and run away from you because that's just them circling around. That's the way the game is. That's the way it is. The best way to stop that whole thing from happening is to decide from the point of view of your diamond self-identity that you're going to date several people at the same time, casually, no sex, basically on a friendship basis. Ideally three, and it's going to protect you from being hurt because you want to see where the real ones are. You want to see how the real soulmate potential plays out, and you know that this is a circling game where everybody's running around, and you don't want to be hurt by that, and you do it all in integrity. So on the second date with somebody who you like, you say, you know, look, I made a decision to take things slow. I can't imagine liking anybody more than you. We laugh so much and everything, but I made this commitment to myself. And as I say, I can't imagine laughing as much with anybody, but this is the way it is right now. Now, a winner guy who is a good guy and who will not disappear on you will rise to the occasion and say, I'm going to win you. That's fine. I'm going to win you. And there's no sex. I mean, kissing and canoodling is fine. But, you know, this way you stop yourself from being hurt because a lot of women, they expect too much in the beginning from the dating scene. And that's just a recipe for disaster. They don't get that everybody's running around on the playground. And you're just going to have to run around a fair amount of people very rapidly. I like actually meeting people pretty quickly and ruling them out. You're actually meeting to rule them out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really key, actually.
Yeah, in a public, safe place, you know, they don't have to know where you live or anything. But that's very important. So it's a paradox. I'm saying lower your expectations, but I do expect you to meet a soulmate eventually. But you're going to lower your expectations to begin to really date in a way that doesn't make you give up before the miracle happens. I don't want you to give up before the miracle happens and you meet somebody and they talk your talk and they walk your walk and you meet somebody and they have your nature. And that is your soulmate. That's the miracle. And that's there for you. But you just have to be patient.
Yeah, I think there's such wisdom in this because I know it happens so frequently that a woman will meet a man and she'll feel chemistry or a connection with him and she'll jump too many steps ahead in her mind. You know, it's their first or second date and she's kind of moved way past that in her mind as far as planning a wedding or a future together. Or she gets prematurely involved emotionally or physically with bonding through sex or that kind of thing. And then it's almost a setup for a heartache because she hasn't really had the chance to really even get to know the character of this man. And so I think what you're saying makes a lot of sense in terms of, you know, you're out there. I like your analogy of out there running around on the playground and not settling in on one certain person quite so fast, so soon, and giving yourself that chance to really create that connection and really find out who he is, and for him to really find out who you are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And you want to be smart about this. Be clever about this. Understand the nature of it, and you know, participate with that understanding. And certainly from the perspective of your diamond self, what would your diamond self be saying about this? Are you feeling hurt and like somebody disappeared on you? What would your diamond self say about that?
Yeah.
You know, what would the lovely one say about that? The lovely one would say, sweetheart, you're the best. That guy, he is missing something that is so fantastic, honey. You know?
Right.
That's what she would say.
Yeah, placing that high value upon yourself. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, I know you have another wonderful exercise called What the Luscious You, the chocolate cake exercise. Oh, chocolate cake, just that, you know. You already know I've got a weakness. We already talked about Ben and Jerry's. Now we're talking about chocolate cake. So, wondering, this is a low-calorie version, though, right?
Yes, yes, this is a non-calorie version.
Oh, perfect.
Now, this is a wonderful, wonderful exercise that was actually invented by one of my Love Mentor coaches. You know, I have this team of Love Mentor coaches who are outrageously wonderful and brilliant and talented. And so one of my Love Mentor coaches actually invented this. I refined it. It's a wonderful exercise we do with women. You know, we have women from all over the world in the Love Mentoring program. It's very, very exciting. But so let's do this one. And Michelle, I'd love it if you and everybody who's listening do the exercise right now with us, so
yes,
you can get the
chocolate
maximum
cake.
Benefit.
We're in, Diana.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, this is about you imagining your favorite dessert. So I want you to imagine your favorite dessert. Now, maybe it's a soft, yummy, moist chocolate cake that has the best kind of frosting on it, or it could be something very different. It could be creme brulee, you know, with a beautiful top, or it could be a tiramisu, it could be an amazing strawberry cheesecake, or vanilla Swiss almond ice cream. But just imagine your favorite dessert. And just imagine that you're just looking at it and how the dessert, now this has no calories. So in your mind, you're looking at your dessert and you're just, you know, thinking about eating it. And it's just, you're so looking forward to it. And, you know how delicious it's going to be. And then you take your fork or your spoon and you just take that first little bite and it goes into your lips and it explodes with flavor, and you swallow it, and just so yummy. And you feel so good when you're eating it. It's just so good because it's giving you energy. It's a kind of energy that doesn't have any sugar rebound. That's all the good and none of the bad. And so you're feeling really, really good, and then you take a bigger piece, and you're chewing it, and you feel that wonderful flavor exploding and the texture in your mouth, and you're swallowing it and you're really enjoying it. And now what I want you to do is imagine that you're in a social situation or you're on a date. And I want you to imagine that you are that incredible, desirable, alluring, satisfying dessert just sitting there. You are the chocolate cake. You are the most delicious, incredible cheesecake with strawberry on top. And so you are that. How yummy you are. And there's a smile, because you know there's a smile on your face and there's a confidence And there's this self-prizing look. It's kind of like you're the cat that swallowed the canary. And you and you're so irresistible. And this is a place, you know, where you toss your head and you raise your eyebrows to say as if, I am so delicious and yummy. Wonderful. Yeah. Good. So keep imagining that. Yeah. Good. So what's that like in that situation? Michelle, you're imagining that you are the chocolate cake, maybe with your husband. What's that like in the situation that you're imagining in the scene?
It feels amazing, and I can just sense my husband's admiration and desire for me, and he has me in a place in his mind that no other woman holds, and in his heart, and I'm feeling cherished and loved and adored, and feeling great about myself, and it's a delicious feeling.
That is opening up the natural, exquisite, and kind of electric sensuality that all women have. All women have this connection to the fundamental energy of the universe, really. I mean, we're the ones that give birth, and we carry this energy, and it expresses itself as a natural sensuality, and that can actually ooze out of every pore of your being.
Yeah,
when
and
you
I can
are
feel
thinking,
that sense.
Yes.
Of that sensuality.
Yeah, when you're thinking of yourself as yummy, as delicious, as, you know, great and good, delicious, irresistible things that people want to kind of devour.
Yes.
You know, there's that opens up the mojo, the sexual connection. You know, and once again, I want to say that is the mojo, you getting back in touch with your mojo, which you had at birth, which you had when you were little, which you had as a toddler, which you had at times as a teenager, you know. You being in touch with that mojo is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. Really, 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 to attract a soulmate love, to attract the kind of appreciative and sexy male attention that you really deserve. And that's why when you go out and you may be at a social situation, you'll see that the woman who's getting the most attention is not necessarily the model, right? I live in New York City, and there literally are models here. But it's not the model who is size zero, who is actually perfect looking. It could be the Zoftic woman, you know, the woman who's got extra 40 pounds on her, but she's laughing and she's got the attention. She's got something going on that is the kind of chocolatey, cakey.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's got the male attention. She really, really does. She really does.
Yeah, I'm going to experiment with this. I think my husband's going to find me absolutely irresistible.
Yes. It's, you know, in the male-female dynamic, it is not the male that turns things on, although that's in the culture, you know, in our culture, the idea that the male is the one. It's really the woman's sensual or sexual aliveness or openness that begins that kind of interplay that is the most juicy and electric between a man and a woman and is irresistible to a man. The woman is the one who sets the tone for a real intimate sensual connection, the woman. And that can happen in flirting or all the way to, you know, actually having sex with somebody.
Right.
But you set the tone. You set the tone. So unlocking that mojo, unlocking the diamond self, unlocking that sensuality is really fun. Really, really fun. It gives you all the cards.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. So I know we're, I feel like I could chat with you all day. I know we're getting close on the time, but I have a couple of other questions I'd like to ask you before we share your yummy free gift with our audience. One thing that I'd like to have you share with us quickly is you have a 90-second exercise that helps you banish upset and go from upset to serenity. And you've shared these wonderful exercises, so I'd love for you to share this one too.
Absolutely. This is a really fun one. If you close your eyes and just imagine that you're lying down under a beautiful, beautiful tree looking up at the leaves and the sky on a perfect summer day, you will be in an open, innocent, and childlike perspective, you know. We used to lie down. Again, we're accessing this natural childlike part of ourselves. So even remembering how you used to lay under trees. So you have that image. And simply breathing in and out to the count of three. And imagine the healing oxygen coming in and the carbon dioxide releasing out with all the grief that's in your lungs. You see, we hold grief in our lungs. When we're hurt and we're deserted, we feel rejected, betrayed, cheated on, whatever it is, there's a grief in our lungs. There's a grief that's held there. And in this imagery, this little 90-second exercise, you're laying under this beautiful tree and you're breathing in 1, 2, 3. Hold 1, 2, 3 and out 1, 2, 3, releasing that grief into the tree with the carbon dioxide. And in 1, 2, 3, taking in the healing oxygen from that beautiful tree. Hold 1, 2, 3 and out 1, 2, 3. So the grief comes out of your lungs, comes out of your heart, and is transformed. The breathing actually sets up the autonomic nervous system to quiet you, to make you feel whole again. You know, we feel shattered when we're in desertion. We feel shattered. And that breathing actually makes you feel whole again. We don't have that much time to do this, but that's how you do that.
Yeah, that breathing just feels amazing, and I found it interesting that you said that we hold grief in the lungs, and I was actually doing that exercise as we were going through it. Hopefully it didn't sound like heavy breathing here on the phone, but it really felt there was a sense of release as I was doing that, and I think that it's, again, a powerful practice that can be part of your daily routine or meditation or when you feel upset anywhere in your body. So thank you for sharing that. Now, Diana, as you know, there are many women that have never really engaged with a coach or a mentor or sought support when it comes to finding love. And there may be some women who feel a little skeptical and wonder if a coach can really be helpful in helping them find confidence or self-esteem or support in this area of their lives. Can you speak to that for a moment?
Well, you know, there's really no credential for a dating coach. There's no licensure. So the thing is that a coach, anybody can hang out a shingle and call themselves a dating coach. And the truth is that they can be helpful only to the extent that they know the research about what works, the actual research about how love works, how happy, lasting relationships work, how attraction works, that kind of thing. And they actually have experience with helping people, ideally experience in their own personal lab, which is their own relationship, as well as helping other people. And, you know, if they have knowledge, and they have practical knowledge, excuse me, not just research, but there's practical knowledge, like how a dating site works, how you can actually do simple things that make your profile seen by thousands of men instead of hundreds of men. Little practical things, which are unbelievably powerful. I mean, unbelievably powerful. So if they have this kind of knowledge, they can completely change your life. Completely change your life because, you know, they can empower you. They can do diamond self work with you. They can get the thousands of men to look at your profile.
Yeah.
They can. You know, and then actually mentor you about, you know, getting your mojo, getting your energy, not falling in the soup with somebody too fast and feeling like, oh my God, they all disappear on me, you know. So, I mean, I had a love mentor coach myself. It's the only reason I'm happily married. I had a terrible upbringing and terrible, terrible disappointing self-image, you know, as a teenager and young adult. And I had a love mentor, and that's the only reason. I mean, you know, he brought out my diamond self-identity, and he really taught me about how to have a relationship.
Yes, I know that it can be such profound work. I, too, had a love mentor, and I believe it's the only reason I met and attracted my wonderful husband and have experienced this amazing love in my life. And I know that we're blessed in the world to be involved in this work. And Diana, I know you have just a really yummy complimentary gift for all of the women on the summit today. And I know you have handpicked and trained a wonderful team of love mentor coaches. And I personally know very well some of your love coaches, and I know they're just amazing at what they do. And I know that many of the women would be really interested to hear just a little bit more about that. Before we do that, I just want to let everyone know how they can get this special complimentary session with one of the love mentors. And that is by just going to readyfortherightguy.com/Diana, and that will direct you to a place on Diana's site where you can specifically request a love mentor session. And we do request that you put in the form that you fill out, "Michelle sent me for VIP treatment," because there are times when Diana and her team get so many requests for mentoring sessions that they fill up and there can be a bit of a backlog. So for the special VIP treatment, just go to readyfortherightguy.com/Diana and make sure you put "Michelle sent me" in your form. So Diana, do you want to tell us any more about that free, wonderful free gift?
Well, it's a small elite group of coaches. These are the people I would go to if I had a problem. If I had a problem with dating and love relationships, they are so loving and devoted, and they're, you know, they've been handpicked. They've all been extensively trained by me, and they're actually supervised by me. And they're by nature just very knowledgeable and wise coaches. They're like practical fairy godmothers, you know.
Oh, I love
that. They're so beautiful. I mean, we've had so, you know, they've done tens of thousands of sessions, and even these free sessions are so powerful. I mean, we had one woman who had her free, it's a 40-minute session by phone or by Skype. We had one woman who had her free session, and she immediately understood how to actually go ahead and get engaged to her boyfriend who was having trouble committing, right? She adored him.
Mm-hmm.
And after just the one session, she understood that they were able to get engaged. And we've had wonderful stories like that. And it's a fantastic, I'm just so thrilled to have this, to be able to offer this. And yes, they should definitely say "Michelle sent me" when they fill out the form. Because, as I say, unfortunately, sometimes we have to turn people away, but we will not turn anybody away from this telesummit.
Diana.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this generous gift. And, ladies, I can't encourage you enough. It can be such a powerful step toward having what you really most want in your life. So, again, that's readyfortherightguy.com/Diana, and then just put "Michelle sent me" in the form, and then one of Diana's lovely, amazing mentors will reach out to you to schedule your session. So before we wrap up today, Diana, I want to thank you so much for so generously sharing your wisdom and for the beautiful moving exercises and for sharing from your heart and for this generous gift. I know it's going to benefit so many women out there. And I want to just give you an opportunity to just give one little parting piece of advice or wisdom or thought before we close out.
Absolutely. I would say that no matter what has happened in your life, no matter how you've been betrayed, no matter how you've been abandoned, no matter whether you've been wounded to the core, no matter what has happened to you, you have the strength, you have the resources, you have a diamond self part of you that is utterly able to surmount it, utterly able to go for real love. And there is real love for you. There is real love available for you. And all it is going with that diamond self piece in you. So just go with it. Be brave. Be courageous. And don't quit before the miracle happens.
Don't quit before the miracle happens. Oh, I love that. Just gave me the goosebumps when you said that. So thank you for those words of encouragement, because I've been there with my 43 years of being single. I had times where the hope wore thin, and I'm so grateful that I waited and believed in the possibility of the miracle. And so thank you for that. And I also want to thank each of you for being with us today. And I invite you to implement the ideas and exercises and concepts that resonate with you from the summit interviews. During this Ready for the Right Guy Summit, you will have access to the best wisdom from over 25 love and relationship experts, and you'll have access to the interview replays for 48 hours. So we know you'll try to catch as many interviews as possible, but knowing you're busy and may not be able to catch all of the interviews, I also want to invite you to upgrade to the Ready for the Right Guy Global Telesummit VIP package, which includes the MP3 recordings of all the interviews, interview highlight sheets, and some special summit bonuses. So you can check all of that out at readyfortherightguy.com/ready. And this way you can listen at your own convenience, listen again, and it's like having a team of experts in your pocketbook. And during the summit, we do offer this at special event pricing for the VIP upgrade package. It's $97, which is $100 off the post-summit pricing. And once again, the domain for that is readyfortherightguy.com/ready. I also want to remind you one more time to please sign up for Dr. Diana Kirshner's Love Mentoring Session, and that is at readyfortherightguy.com/Diana, and just put Michelle Sent Me in your form. So thank you so much for being here with us today. Diana, I want to thank you once again, and I look forward to having each of you with us for more of the Telesummit. Diana and I are both sending you lots of love, many blessings, and wishing you happiness as you get ready for the right guy. Bye-bye for now.